The Country Footy Show on PD Footy, brought to you by Rehab Hire for all your injury prevention and recovery needs.
Want to release muscle tightness? Try a foam roller, the easy way to massage your muscles in the comfort of your home. Hire or sale, ask at Rehab Hire. Try a foam roller, the easy way to massage your muscles in the comfort of your home. Hire or sale, ask at Rehab Hire. The Country Footy Show is also brought to you by the Bendigo Mortgage Brokers. Get the right loan the first time with Bendigo Mortgage Brokers. We do all the shopping around for you and our home loan service is free. Contact Glenn McMahon at Bendigo Mortgage Brokers in View Street, Bendigo. That's Glenn McMahon at Bendigo Mortgage Brokers in View Street, Bendigo. Welcome to the 23rd episode of the Country Footy Show on PD Footy. My name is Paul Daffy. My interview today is with Peter McDowell. Now, Peter had an extraordinary weekend. He was captain of the Naranda Footy Club, the Naranda Footy Club senior team, which won the premiership in the Warrnambool and District League. I was at the game at the Red Oval in Warrnambool. Old Collegians undefeated going into the game. Naranda had come through from fifth. So to say it was an unlikely premiership is an understatement. Naranda just got their noses ahead early and refused to relinquish the lead, apart from a few minutes in the third quarter when old Collegians looked like they might kick on. In fact, they looked very much like they might kick on to me, but Naranda steadied under the leadership of players like Peter McDowell and pulled off a miraculous premiership. Their first since 1999. In fact, they hadn't played in the final since 1999. So it makes it all the more meritorious. I caught up with Peter McDowell on Monday morning after the celebrations had subsided a little bit. And spoke to him about that wonderful victory. He's a local, lives nearby on a dairy farm, never played for anyone else. It's a great country footy story. I'll go through some results from finals, mostly grand finals in Victorian country footy on the weekend. I want to start with the Colacan District League for the good reason that Glenn Darrick, Birragara veteran back pocket, was number 41, long sleeves. He was best on ground as Birragara defeated South Colac by 22 points in their grand final. I spoke to Glenn on the Country Footy Show episode 14. That was in early July. Fantastic interview. Glenn was very forthcoming and has clearly enjoyed himself at Birragara since moving there from the Glenn Thompson area in the Western District, or further over in the Western District. And has capped off a great season with best on ground in a premiership win. So that's not a bad effort. In the Central Highlands League, Springbank defeated Buninyong by 29 points. Paul McMahon kicked six and was best on ground. I've never seen Paul play, but he's always intrigued me after a mate told me he's basically the best player he's seen in country footy when he was sent half forward in Lake Wendouree's premiership win 5 or 6 years ago in the Ballarat League. Anyway, he's come through now. He's had his injuries, actually, but he's certainly pulled one out of the fire in the grand final this time for Springbank as they won the Central Highlands League. In the Central Murray League, Nyonya West just defeated Kundrook Barron by 5 points in the prelim final. Darryl White, triple premiership player of Brisbane, now 43 years of age. He kicked four, wearing the number one Guernsey. Caelan Dobbin, best on ground. I was interested to note that Ash Thompson and Matt Curran were in the best. I saw Ash Thompson play in a premiership with Nia in 2000, so 16 years ago. He's now president of the club. And he was drafted by Sydney, went there as a young bloke, as a teenager, before going home. So that should be well into his 30s, almost into his 40s. So he's still playing very well. Nia have a bit of a lapse. Now they've come through and they've made the grand final. They'll be playing against Kerrang in the Central Motor League grand final next Saturday. Kerrang in their ninth straight grand final, going for their fifth flag in a row. But they'll have a team with some good positive momentum. Nia West United have had a fantastic final series. In the Geelong and District League, Bell Post Hill going for their third in a row. They've achieved their own. They've defeated Bannockburn by 48 points in the grand final. Third flag in a row, I should have said. Tim Barton, best on ground. Brent Grigich, the coach, ex-Geelong and Melbourne player. Peter Riccardi, coach Bannockburn. I noted that Darren Milburn, the triple Geelong premiership player, actually might have only played in two, but certainly a premiership player at Geelong. Darren Milburn was amongst the best for Bannockburn. In the Golden Rivers League, Ultimo were going for their third flag in a row, but they've fallen short. Having beaten Murray three times during this season, they've got done by 5 points. A very dramatic grand final. Nathan Hendry kicked the winning goal with not very much in the game to go. So Murray won by 5 points, 8-9, 57 to 8-4, 52. Bryden Morrison, best on ground, and Nathan Henry kicked four goals. Sounds like he played a pretty superb game himself, a match-winning game. In the Hampden League, something happened down at Warrnambool on the weekend. There's, that Naranda win was significant. But just as, well, not just as significant, but also noteworthy, Warrnambool, the powerhouse in the Hampden League, they've just gone out of the finals in straight sets. Port Fairy defeated Warrnambool by 65 points, 13-4-82 to 1-11-17. So it's a strange scoreline to Warrnambool. In the first semi at Koroit on Sunday, Isaac Martin kicked three and was best on ground for Port Fairy. Dan Nicholson, ex-Melbourne player, kicked three also for Port Fairy. I read during the week that Dan Nicholson's six-goal game for Port Fairy last week was the best individual game that some fans had ever seen. So those two are playing brilliantly as Port Fairy is sailing through the finals. They play Koroit in the prelim at the Red Oval on Saturday. Koroit in the prelim after losing the second semi to North Warrnambool by 13 points. Jared Lewis and Dylan Parrish were amongst the best for North Warrnambool. So North Warrnambool through to their first grand final in the Hampden League. So plenty going on in that competition. The next fortnight will be very interesting down Warrnambool way, as they were on the weekend. In the Horsham and District League, Southern Mallee remained undefeated after defeating Harrow Balmoral by 25 points in the grand final. So premiers and champions in their first season. The Giants are an amalgam of Hopeton and Bueller, coached by Jeff Burdett, whose son Clinton was in the best, and Hayden Drew was best on ground. In the London Valley League, Bridgewater defeated Midiamo by 50 points to win their seventh premiership in a row. That's a record in the London Valley. Be a record in most comps, I reckon. Zeb Broadbent, best on ground. In the Murray League, Finley defeated Moama by 54 points in the prelim at Deniliquin on Saturday. Ed Barlow, former AFL player, he kicked six. Nathan Morrison, best on ground. So Finley will play Nathalia in the grand final next week. Nepean League, the grand final there. Hastings defeated Frankston by 27 points. A bit of an upset in the grand final. 11-15-81 to 6-18-54. So bad kicking let down Frankston. In fact, they kicked 14 behinds in a row. They were goalless at half-time. The score then was 6-8-44 to 9 behinds. Frankston just kept on kicking points until finally they kicked a goal. They actually kicked three in the third quarter, but it wasn't enough to get them anywhere near Hastings. Paul Rogash was best on ground. North Central League, which approved Narrowport, defeated Birchett Watcham by 51 points in the prelim. 17-6-108 to 9-5-59. Corey Jones, ex-North Melbourne player, he kicked 10, of which he approved 17 goals. Not a bad effort. So, Wycherpurif now play Charlton in the grand final. That'll be at St Arnett on Saturday. Charlton have lost the last three grand finals in the North Central League by 12, 1 and 8 points. So, a maximum of 2 goals. So, they'll be certainly fired up to break that run of outs. Or run of near misses, at least, in the North Central League this Saturday. In the Sunraysia League, Aiden United, giant kills in their first season. They've defeated Irimple by 47 points in the prelim. Jake Rowe Duggan kicked four and was best on ground. So OUN United will now play Mildura in the grand final at the number one oval in Mildura next Saturday. They were formed by the merger in the off season of Walpi Up Underbull and OUN United. So the Mallee League was broken up and those clubs were dispersed. And then Walpi Up Underbull just too far from anywhere to go anywhere, really. So they combined with the closest club, the town club, OUN United. And with the force of the area behind them, they've done really well in their first season. Their momentum, they haven't been up around the second mark at all, but they've come. Their momentum towards the end of the season has taken them through to that grand final. Mildura have been on top all year. They'll be, they might start favourite in that game, I think. And as I mentioned at the start, in the Warrnambool District League, Naranda defeated Old Collegians by 7 points, 6-9-45 to 5-8-38. So low scoring, tight, tough, tense. Very dramatic in the end. I'll be speaking to Peter McDowell, the Naranda captain, about that remarkable grand final after the break.
The Country Footy Show on PD Footy. Brought to you by Rehab Hire for all your injury prevention and recovery needs.
And you can find Rehab Hire at rehabhire.com.au. That's rehabhire.com.au. The Country Footy Show is also brought to you by Bendigo Mortgage Brokers. Get the right loan the first time with Bendigo Mortgage Brokers. We do all the shopping around for you and our home loan service is free. Contact Glenn McMahon at Bendigo Mortgage Brokers in View Street, Bendigo. That's Glenn McMahon at Bendigo Mortgage Brokers in View Street, Bendigo. My guest on the Country Footy Show this morning is Peter McDowell. Now, Peter is the captain of the Noranda Football Club, who scored a momentous win in the Warrnambool District League Grand Final on Saturday. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
Now, mate, it's Monday morning. Where have I caught you?
Rocked up to the pub for Mad Monday, so, yeah.
Okay. Which pub is that? Which one are you at?
The Flying Horse in Warrnambool.
Okay, righto. And off to the Boggy Creek pub today, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll hang around here for a few hours, have some lunch, and then back out to Noranda Way, down to the Boggy Creek pub.
Okay, all right. Now, sounds like you're feeling a bit rusty, but no doubt you're also elated. I mean, this is an extraordinary win on Saturday. I was actually at the game, and the game was awful in the first half, to be honest. Your rivals were so nervous, they just couldn't put any passage of play together, and you were just so much steadier, and you took your chances, and the tension in the second half was unbearable. But once again, you all held your nerve from Noranda and emerged on top. I should be asking you how you saw the game, given the interviews with you, but how did you see the game, Peter?
Yeah, it was definitely a very, very scrappy game, very contested, and very hard to find space, with the pressure that both teams applied, I guess. I guess that's what happens in finals, and we're able to steady a little bit, I guess. Definitely felt that pressure all game right through, and I guess that's why it's such a low scoring game, in dry conditions.
There's a lot of rain on Friday. I mean, driving into Warrnambool, we come in from the north, from Mortlake, and there was water everywhere. I was actually very surprised to see the Red Oval in such good shape. It wasn't waterlogged at all. Conditions were okay. There was a bit of a breeze, but the final score, as you say, was very low. Noranda defeated Old Collegians by 7 points, 6-9-45 to 5-8-38. So, as you say, very low scoring, very scrappy. Was there a plan by Noranda going into the game to try to contain the other team, or was there a plan at all, or what was your approach?
Yeah, definitely. We pride ourselves on the contested footy. We know that Collegians, if they were to get out and find a lot of space and run, that they'd really open the game up. Our probably strength is just that contested footy and to keep it as tight as we could all day to try and play it on our terms, I guess.
Okay. Now, you were crucial in that first quarter, I thought. You were one of those blokes who was really steady and really vital around the packs. As you say, it just did look like Old Collegians, if they got a run on, they would run over the top of you. But you never let them get a run on. So how did it feel like to play in a game like that was so tight and so tense?
Sorry, say it again.
How did it feel like to play in a game like that was so tight and so tense?
Yeah, well, I don't think I've played in one that's been that tense before. Obviously, I haven't sort of been in that position. And definitely, I mean, there's a lot of people kicking blindly out of contests. And you felt you just had to do that, a couple of times. If you take that two or three, four steps, you're going to get pinned with it. So, it was definitely hot all day.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you hadn't been in that position before. This is one reason I was very keen to interview. I spoke to you briefly after the game to try to line it up, and you told me you were 29 years of age, you were the captain, you'd only ever played at Noranda, and you'd never played in a final series before this one. So, is that right? This was your first final series?
Yeah, definitely my first final series. I started juniors at Noranda in 1999 in under-14s and continued through under-17s and then into the seniors, and I was there probably 2 years when I was in the under-14s, under-17s, had a good side that went through, but I was too young to be a part of that. And then, I got the seniors. We haven't made a finals appearance since 99, never played in one until this year. And obviously, that first one against Merivale was a very, very wet and muddy day, and it was a very close game. So, obviously, just relieved that first finals win, and I felt like the pressure was off a little bit, I guess, when we finished fifth to get that one. But yeah, we probably went further, obviously, than that, and yeah, it was a hell of a relief.
Okay, you're obviously a good player, you're a great accumulator, it seems to me, a very tough inside midfielder. Had you thought of going somewhere else? Had any Hampden League clubs ask you to play, or did you always just want to play for Noranda?
It's the home club. A dairy farm not far from the ground, so a big part of the community out there. And a lot of great mates I've sort of come through the juniors with, and right through. A lot of good people out there and supporters and everyone involved. So I've always wanted to play at Narendra, and hopefully I felt if I was stuck at it long enough that success was coming our way if we kept working towards it.
Okay, so you're a dairy farmer. And you live in the area, so this is your home club, and you just felt very loyal to your home club, it sounds, which is fair enough. Now, even at the start of this year, did you have any notion of winning a premiership?
I knew we had a very good side during pre-season, and definitely felt like it was going to be the strongest side I'd played in. So obviously the aim at the start of the year was to try and crack into the finals. After last year, we missed out by, I think it was about 2.5%. Finished in sixth place.
Yep.
So we were close last year, and it felt that we were building and gaining momentum. The aim was obviously a finals appearance, and we just snuck into fifth spot. I'd have to say I didn't think we'd go as far as we did, though. So it was great to everyone.
It must have seemed like a sort of trip to the moon as the finals progressed. But even a month out from the finals, you were no guarantee of making the finals, I gather, or even a fortnight out. Like, how close was it about you not making the finals?
I think it came down to about the last... it was about four games to go. I think we had to win three of the last four.
Really?
And I think it felt that we... there was three winnable games where we felt ourselves that we could actually get there. And then we had a little hiccup in round 18 where we lost by, I think it was 17 points. I think that put everyone down a little bit, but with the coaches that we have, they soon gathered everyone back together training and we moved on from there
All right. Was there anything that happened in the second half of the season that enabled you to get a bit more momentum? Like, I gather Gary Robinson only started halfway through the year, the full forward, is that right? Or did he get other players?
Yeah, I think it was roughly halfway through the year. It's just Gary that came halfway through the year. And obviously during the year, I don't think we'd beat in the side in the top five until roughly round 8 or 9 or something like that, where we've had a close one with Merivale, who finished in fourth spot. I guess half of the year when you beat a side that's above you in the top five, it definitely helps you with the belief that we can beat the sides that are above us. And then shortly after, we beat the premiers from last year in a very close game by less than a goal. And then it definitely gives us belief in that we could match it with the best side. So it definitely gave us confidence winning those two.
Okay, so you got a bit of belief. Now, just on Gary Robinson, where did you get him from? I mean, he's very noticeable. He's a very big guy. He stands a full forward, a great judge in the air. Not the swiftest guy across the ground. He's about 40 years of age now, I gather. Where did you get him from?
He's Port Ferry, I think. As I said, he's a very big target for us. Really helped out that the forward line. We've got a couple of younger guys sort of up in the half forward line, centre half forward, and they really helped set us from there. And then to have Gary down there at full forward is very good contested mark and a real sort of focus point for us.
All right, now just to move on to the end of the season. So you have made the five. You finished in fifth. To put it in context, Collegians finished on top with 72 points, so 18 wins, no losses. Narendra finished fifth on 48 points, 12 wins and 6 losses. So you're one game behind Merivale, but 2 games clear of Alansford in sixth place. Collegians still unbeaten after defeating Dennington by 48 points in the second semi, going for their first flag since 1992. Then Narendra have defeated Merivale by 16 points, Kalora Nurat by 2 points, then Dennington by 87 points to reach the grand final. So in your first final series since your last flag, which was in 1999, you've won through to the grand final. So what was the build-up like? I mean, the final series was amazing for a start, and the build-up during that final week.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, we had a very close one against Kalora, 2 points, and we're very glad to sign in that one. It felt like they had momentum, the last sort of stage of the game, so we snuck away with that one. And then to, as you said, in the preliminary, to beat Dennington by 87 points.
What happened there? You won one game by 2 points and the next one by 87 points. I mean, there's a bit of a contrast.
Yeah, well, speaking of Dannington, they were probably very out of man. They did have a lot of injuries. We expected a very, very tough because they were a physical side, and it was exactly that. We did not expect to win like that. But as I said, you know, it just gave us a lot of momentum and confidence going into the following week against Old Cleveland.
All right. As I said, I was at the game. Naranda supporters took up that entire shelter. I was going to call it a stand. It's not quite a grandstand, but there's a big shelter. Blue and white everywhere. It's like the whole community had come out for the game. Is that how it felt to you out on the ground?
Oh, definitely. You know, you could definitely hear them and hear the support that we had. And, being a part of a small community out there, the footy club is a really big thing for everyone that's out there in the community out there. So I think, it felt like every single person from Naranda was in there and definitely felt the support that we had there during the day.
Who was the oldest person there? Like, did you see someone who played in a premiership in 1937 or anything like that, or someone you hadn't seen around the club for many years? Did it startle you to see some of these
people? I couldn't say. There's a lot of old players from the 1999 premiership team.
Oh, yep.
Players that were around, and it was great to see them there supporting us. And people that have been around the club for a very, very long time, doing a lot of work on the committee and whatnot during the day. So it was great for all of them.
All right. Look, I'll read some details just to get some names. Naranda defeated Old Collisions by 7 points. Best players, Mitch Couch, who was fantastic, number 9. He played at half-back. John Paulin, James Wilshire, Matthew Lloyd, Daniel Craven and Graydon Russell. Jesse Dalton kicked 2. I think he kicked the one in the opening minute, which proved vital. But then he also kicked the vital goal on the three-quarter time siren, which sort of unsettled Collegians, I think. They were looking pretty good before that. So a vital goal. And Gary Robinson kicked 2 as well. So Jesse Dalton's goals, they were, in a game with six goals as a winning score, they were quite vital, weren't they?
Oh, definitely. And you talk about the opening goal, it's very important, I guess, to kick that opening one to start the game off well. And as you said, the third quarter goal on the siren there that, finally Collegians got back in front there during the third quarter for the first time in the game.
That's right.
And it definitely felt like it was swinging their way that little bit, that they were, just getting on top a little bit. And to be able to steady going into the third quarter with that goal that with Jesse kicked really got us going again, I guess, and leveled the scores up. And, into the last quarter, back on level terms again.
I should mention, Old Collegians, their best included Eli Barker, Lachlan Young and Aaron Williams. Aaron Williams actually kicked Collegians' first goal, which was 18 minutes into the second quarter. So that's where they lost it. They just couldn't get in the scoreboard in the first half. And then you came out after three-quarter time, kicked a couple of goals, which sort of sealed it up. When did you actually think you had it in your keeping?
Those two goals, as I said, in a low-scoring game, definitely gave us a bit of a slight lead. But I guess in a game like that, the Collegians are never going to throw it in, and they were going to continue to come, which they did, and kick the next goal to bring back the 7 points. So I know it's a low-scoring game, but it's only kicking a bit to go back level. So it never felt like we had it won until the siren, to be honest.
Okay, all right. Well, how did you feel when the siren went? Who did you turn to? Who was the person you first turned to?
I just got to the bench for a rest, and within 10 seconds the siren went, and I was there for the coaches, and I think Shane Quick was the first one, and just basically on the ground with all the other boys.
Okay, and how did it feel?
I couldn't believe it, to be honest. Just relieved, to come from where we did. We did exceptionally well, and I think relief more than anything.
Really? You seemed quite stunned almost when I spoke to you after the game. It was like it was going to take a fair while for it to sink in. It's now Monday. You've had a few days of... Has it sunk in yet? And how long do the celebrations last?
I think... sort of more so to even this morning when you open the local paper and there's three sort of pages of it. You see all the photos and celebrations and you think, that's sort of when it hits a little bit, I guess. It definitely did take a few days though to let it kick in properly that we'd finally got one.
Okay, you're not going to celebrate all week. You've got commitments on Wednesday, you told me the other day.
Yeah, sure. I've got just a couple of days back at the farm, and then back on the footy trip late in the week. So I'll have a couple of days off that, I think.
Okay, so we've got to get back to work. Fair enough. But
Yeah, I think I'll be happy to.
But not for a couple of days. I'll let you get to your celebrations. I've kept you long enough. Peter McDowell, captain of the victorious Naranda Football Club, an amazing grand final. Thanks for coming on PD Footy. Enjoy the celebrations and good luck again next year.
No worries. Thanks, Paul. Cheers.